As a product of public schools who graduated in the late 90s, I sort of thought of the guidance counselor in my school office as the person who helped you decide where you're going to college and who made you feel better, or the person you should talk to if you were getting bullied. Joining us from Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington is Sheila Dumford to talk about their school counseling and mentoring programs. And Sheila, I imagine that in this day and age, guidance counseling involves a lot more than consoling people who have been bullied and telling you which college you should go to based on your emotional inventory.
Yeah, we definitely do it. You know, we come into the schools, some public and some private, and some schools have guidance support and some don't. So, you know, we really see just this whole wide scope of issues and needs that we try to help fill those gaps. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot more responsibility. So, but we're in 13 different schools, so that's just a wide range of different environments and climates and school populations. So,
and I'm sorry I said Southwest Ohio. I knew Covington, but for some reason it glitched in the back of my head, because you're in Holy Cross Elementary, Holy Family, Holy Trinity, Mary Queen of Heaven, Prince of Peace, St. Agnes, St. Augustine, and on down the list. So then give us an idea of how many students you're able to reach through your therapeutic counseling in schools.
Yeah, you know, every year it's really different, but the average of kind of just on a yearly academic year is around 500. Now, that's through classroom guidance and work. That's through small groups. That's through individual counseling. Also, you know, consultation with parents or families, and also teachers, too. So, you know, it's sometimes the focus is individual, but there's a lot more that we do, helping in the classroom and just different guidance support, too.
So tell us about the Reach and Teach program.
Yeah, so the Reach and Teach program it's just an extension of what we do. So we're already in the schools, and some of our schools and our counselors are able to stay a little longer, find some at-risk students or some students that may need a little bit more academic or mentor support in their life. And we reach out to local high schools and try to find, you know, mostly juniors and seniors that their schools see as really good mentors and examples that they could pass those skills on to youth, and they come into the schools, meet up with us. We connect them one-on-one with typically like fifth through eighth graders, and we stay for about an hour and work on academic skills, homework, but then a lot of those interpersonal skills and those relationship skills, and those relationships are so powerful and so impactful. It's a very cool extension of what we're able to do.
So then I imagine there has to be some kind of communication to let people know, you know, this is a kid who needs a little more than we're able to offer here at our school. Because a guidance counselor, when you think about how many people they've got, I mean, they're responsible on some level for every student in the school in a way that's different than the principal is responsible for every student in the school, and in a way that's very different than the teacher just being responsible for every student in the class. So I imagine there's some kind of communication there to let people know, hey, if this gets more than you can handle, we're here.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, some of the schools we're in, so it's interesting because some of the schools we're in have guidance counselors that we then work with. And so it's extra communication. You know, we're all working kind of on this team, and it's just this really comprehensive approach, which is great. And that we can identify those students. And some of our other schools, you know, some of our smaller schools or the parochial schools, we're it. So we're working really closely with the teachers and the principals to identify some of those kids. Like, we're doing everything we can here. What else do they need? And that's sometimes when the reach and teach is typically just a perfect fit for those kids that just need a little more.
Well, again, school-based counseling is such an important thing for students because, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of the times these kids are spending more active, more social time with their schoolmates, with their faculty, than they are with their own families at their house.
Absolutely. And, you know, we hear a lot of kids like being at school and they enjoy being at school. So we just want to help keep that passion for school and for learning, because as we all know, that's the key to success is that education and enjoying school and learning. So,
well, if our listeners want to find out more about school-based counseling through Covington Charities, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Sheila?
Yeah, so you can call us. Our website is covingtoncharities.org, and our phone number is 859-581-8974. You can speak directly to me, Sheila Dumford, or our client care, our receptionist. Anybody that answers the phone is going to help direct your questions, and we will do our best to take care of you and answer those questions.